I loved them. I thought they were absolutely magnificent. My idol has always been, when it comes to stage shows, has always been Alice Cooper. Alice has always been the best. Plus the fact that as a person, Alice is the nicest man that I know. I loved doing that because, for me, it was giving back to the audience to put me where I was. And we went from spending, for our first show for Holy Diver, $150,000 for stage set, to Last in Line, $250,000 for stage set, to Sacred Heart, $500,000 for a stage set. Now that's almost $1 million. And that's money I could have put in my pocket. And I wouldn't have to be here talking to you anymore. I could be sitting in a mansion somewhere and probably, you know, probably the most miserable human being on earth, because it would never make me happy to do that, because money is not something I've ever worked for. What I've worked for is to be accepted by an audience, to be admired by my peers, by the people who are fellow musicians, to have them say, yes, he's a good singer. You know, that's what I've desired. It's never been difficult for me to earn money, at least enough money to feed my family or feed myself. I can always go to a club and play. What's the difference? But to give back to something was a very, very important to me. Plus the fact that I wanted to bring something that was bigger than life. I wanted to bring something to people so they could go away saying, we saw a dragon on the stage. No one else will ever show you a dragon on the stage. That was a very point, a prideful point for me. But now we'll talk about today, because your next question will be, how does it feel now that you don't have those things?
How does it feel
to play with instruments and with a band? It makes no difference to me. It's exactly the same to me, because I never turned to look at what was behind me.
Yeah.
I'm playing for you. I'm not playing for that. Even though we were accused of this over and over again, oh, they bring big sets and the music suffers. How could the music possibly suffer if you care enough about your music? We did not ever hide behind the dragon. The dragon was for them. It was not for us. So I think that a lot of people in the media, I won't include you because I don't know if you did it or not, but a lot of people in the media, they're the ones who destroyed those kind of shows. They're the ones who said, well, we've had enough of good things. Oh, really? Have you? You've had enough of giving an audience who pays too much money for a ticket?
Yeah.
It hurts you that they're happy? Because that's what it's all about to me. So I'm going to lay this one to the media, not to people. I think people always wanted to come and see the next dragon. But I think the media said, oh, this is enough. And people went, huh? And then the musicians went, well, if we bring another dragon, then the media is going to crucify us, so we better not do it anymore. And then, of course, the music started to take a back seat to other forms of music, so there wasn't enough money to spend to bring something so spectacular. So the only people who can afford that anymore are Kiss. And Kiss certainly do a good job of it.
Perhaps Metallica.
Yeah, but nothing like Kiss does, you know, nothing like Dio ever did. You know, Metallica do different things. You know, they're not the same kind of situation. Metallica certainly can't afford to do it. Yes, they can. If I had that much money, I would bring the biggest circus on the face of the earth every night. You know, if I had that the kind of money that they have. But, or I'll tell you truthfully, what I would do with the money is I'd give it to children, because that's what we all need to do, is to give back, you know, what we have. And it's the children who suffer, always. So that's what I would do with it. Plus, if I had something left over, I'd bring a dragon, too. But it doesn't matter to me. Playing is playing. That's all I ever wanted to do, is be a musician and play in front of 10 people or 100,000 people. It makes a difference to me. As long as I see on their faces that we're doing the right job, that we're good. If we're good, my life is complete.